some time to this kind of film scene where they were charged with finding a missing person.
Ah, I see. Okay. And so they hired a gumshoe to help, huh?
Yes.
And you figured that a gumshoe is probably some kind of detective or something like that.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
It's not somebody who has gum on their shoe.
Well, which is kind of.
Well, not chewing gum on their shoe.
Right.
Let me put it that way. Which is what I thought when I was a little kid. I thought a gumshoe was kind of a loser. You know, somebody who stepped on gum on the sidewalk and had gum sticking on their shoe. Gumshoe comes from the fact that shoes are sometimes made with gum rubber. And gum rubber is from a rubber tree. And if you have a shoe that has a gum sole, then it's going to be a very soft sole. And you're going to be very, very quiet when you're tiptoeing around. And so a gumshoe is a detective who can sneak up on you or eavesdrop on you because they're wearing shoes that don't make any noise.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, compared to what came before that, before there were rubber-soled shoes, I mean, we're talking wooden soles or leather mm-hmm. soles, which are louder. Mm-hmm. You're just going to hear a lot more noise.
The term gumshoe has been around since around the turn of the 20th century. And what's interesting is that it's also been applied to not just detectives or police officers, but prowlers and thieves. But most often, I think you hear it in connection with those detective novels. And it's one of those kinds of terms that you'll hear and read when you're in that genre.
Yeah, about 100 years ago, you could read newspapers where they'd talk, though, about politics and politicians and their gumshoe methods and their gumshoe campaigns to try to get their way, to try to get voters on their side or try to get a bill or in Congress to happen.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Diane, thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me and answering my my question. You all have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Take care now. Bye-bye. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Definitely one of those old-fashioned words you don't hear anymore. I wonder if detectives today still call themselves gumshoes. Like, is it something that you would say jokingly about yourself if you were a police detective?
That's a really good question. I think when I think about people in that profession, I usually hear them say private investigator.
Okay, private investigator.
Yeah, you don't hear private eye that much.
No.
Remember that?
Yeah, private eye or PI. Well, if you've got any listening, let us know. Do you call yourself a gumshoe, even in jest? 877-929-9673.
Hi, you have a way with words.
Hi, this is Dan Croft. I'm calling from Atlantic Beach, Florida.
Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
I grew up in a community in southwestern Ohio. And when I was growing up there, we referred to everyone's subdivision and their particular community as a plat, P-L-A-T, as in, you know, what plat do you live in? We'll come over to your plat. And it was just a normal term of communication. But when I got to college and subsequently, when I used the term plat, people looked at me like I had two heads. They'd never heard that before. So it feels like that was maybe a very specific regionalism or something. And I was curious about the origin of that phrase plat for a subdivision.
This is all kind of clicking for me. Let me ask you some questions. Did your plats have names?
Yes. So every plat did have an individual name. I grew up in an area called Knollwood. Other subdivisions were called Sugar Creek or Terra Estates. It was a very suburban area.
Well, the reason I ask is because a plat is kind of a more jargony term. To plat a place is to make a detailed map or chart of it. You show the outline and the key features, the boundaries, and probably where it fits in with surveys and other plats. And so usually it's a piece of land. A plat is a piece of land that is plans are being made for it. Perhaps you have to submit that plat to the county or another governmental body to get approvals for what you're going to do. a family looking to buy land and build a house might spend a lot of time looking over plats if the area is yet to be built up. They're trying to find the best location without knowing exactly what or who will be nearby once they buy the land. Plat is a well-established term. You'll find it if you spend any time looking at old surveys or old plans for a neighborhood. But what's interesting to me is that you use it interchangeably with subdivision. A lot of times, subdivision comes from being a divided part of a plat. That's where subdivision comes from. In the U.S., we call neighborhoods that are smaller pieces.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to The Deep Blues Hour. My name is Steve, your host for the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And on this hour, we're going to hear from piano players such as Pine Top Perkins performing live, Mead Lux Lewis from the old-style barrelhouse piano days, Roosevelt Sykes as well. Plus, we'll hear from a couple of Snooks Eaglin and Snooky Pryor. They're all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. And to kick things off, let's hear from Jimmy Dawkins from a release called All for Business, recorded 1971. This is Having Such a Hard Time. Jimmy Dawkins on the Deep Blues Hour. Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Thank you.
Jaguar. That was Snooks Eaglin from a disc called Soul's Edge. That was Skinny Minnie from the 1995 Blacktop CD there from Snooks Eaglin. Plus we heard from Little Walter and the Nightcats. That was Off the Wall, recorded in 1953 from Little Walter. You know, check your credit for free. Under federal law, you're entitled to a free copy of your credit report once every 12 months. Log into annualcreditreport.com or call 1-877-322-8228. Your credit report is an important document. What it says can influence whether you get a loan, how much you'll pay, and in some cases, whether you'll get a job. A reminder from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency. All right, up next, we're going to hear from Snooky Pryor. So we just heard Snooks Eaglin. Here's Snooky Pryor. This is from his disc called In This Mess Up To My Chest. This is Can I Get a Witness? Snooky Pryor on the Deep Blues Hour.
How can I get a witness? Yeah, can I get a witness? How can I get a witness? How can I get a witness? Help me to say. Goodbye.
I don't know why she left me, but I know the little girl is gone. Well, I'm going out on the highway and try to thumb myself a ride. I will never be happy until my baby's by my side. Texas on my own. Please get me to Kansas City. I'll make it to Texas on my own. Well, just thinking about my baby will lead me on to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Oh, Sweet Jesus, right there. Elsie Goodrock and Robinson. Sweet Jesus, the name of that song from the 1996 Arhuli disc called Mojo in My Hand. Elsie Goodrock and Robinson. We heard also from Junior Parker from his disc Backtrackin'. That was Stranded from Junior Parker. All right, up next, let's hear from Sunnyland Slim and J.B. Lenore performing together. This is off of a disc called The Mojo Boogie. This is called The Mojo, an alternate take from 1980. Here, Sunnyland Slim and J.B. Lenore on WRCT Pittsburgh.
smile and roll them great big eyes. Yes, oh yes, you ought to see me, Ruth Lee. She's too hot for the devil, but the girl is just right for me.
Public service announcement from Just Harvest. The food stamp program can help you buy the food you need. Many folks who are eligible don't know it. You don't need to be on welfare. You can be working part or full time. And the money and the amount of money you can make and still qualify has gone up. To apply for food stamps or to see if you qualify, Just Harvest, you can call them at 412-431-8963. Well, we just heard from Pine Top Perkins performing live on a disc called Live Top from 1995. That was Down in Mississippi. Plus Roosevelt Sykes from his disc, Raining in My Heart. That was Ruthie Lee. All right, from Roosevelt Sykes. Some more piano music right now. We're going to hear from Mead Lux Lewis. This is from a collection called The Blues Piano Artistry of Mead Lux Lewis. He was, of course, one of the about three or four pioneers of barrel house piano and boogie-woogie piano music. Here he is with the Bear Trap Stomp from 1961, Mead Lux Lewis on the Deep Blues Hour. ¶¶
If you don't want me, baby, just give me your right hand. If you don't want me, baby, just give me your right hand. I go back to my woman, you go back to your man.
A Yazoo release entitled East Coast Blues, pre-war blues that is. That was Carl Martin and Crow Jane. Plus, we also heard from Honey Boy Edwards and Staggily, his version there, from David Honey Boy Edwards. All right, up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Lonnie Johnson from his release called Playing with the Strings. This is Sitting on Top of the World. Lonnie Johnson on the Deep Blues Hour. Yeah.
I caught a stranger in my house, and I busted his head with a club. I caught a stranger in my house, I busted his head with a club. I let him out cold with his heels in a tub. I seen the sheriff come in and I jumped for the door. I seen the sheriff come in, then I jumped for the door. But I jumped too late, the sheriff had done jumped before.
Mm-hmm.
little something called the Pig Ankle Strut, as performed by Gus Cannon and his Jug Stompers. It's a fine Memphis jug band music right there from Gus Cannon. Plus, we heard from Blind Blake. That's off of his release called Ragtime Guitar's Foremost Finger Picker. That's right. Ragtime Guitar's Foremost Finger Picker. That was the Rope Stretching Blues from Blind Blake. All right, time for just a few more tracks here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. But first, I wanted to remind you that you can tune into some other fine programs here on WRCT. Check out Viva La Mach. You know, so if you remember that kid you picked on in high school, well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mochsters spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mach Friday nights starting at 9 p.m. with an encore Tuesday afternoon starting at 2. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Plus, Zombo is in your brain and has no business on being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio. That's Fridays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, let's hear next from John Lee Hooker from his release called Graveyard Blues. This is Alberta, part number 2. John Lee Hooker on the Deep Blues Hour.
Lord, I tell her what I do. Lord, I love Alberta. Tell the what I do. Tell the what I do. Tell the what I do. Tell the what. Tell the what. Got to thinking now, but Alberta, God knows I turn short around. She got three gold teeth, oh Lord. Dimples in her jaw, dimples in her jaw, dimples in, dimples in, oh, dimples in.
Thank you. morning, little school girl. Good morning, little school girl. Can I go home? Can I go home with you?
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Well, if you look at your watch, you'll notice this is the time of the day each week that I, the Mockster, do a thing called The Mock. Yeah, I take a word, an artist, a performer, and I play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs about said theme. I've mentioned my alliteration mock for tonight is Moon Martin. There is a Moon Martin mock coming up in a few seconds. But before I get to the mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. We're going to turn into this Moon Martin mock. Now it is 2021, but if you've heard me in the past few weeks, I've been doing what I've been calling a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday. Depends on which day you're listening. And I'm doing that. I've been doing it all night long. Some of my sets have been new and original. Other sets, I kind of just pulled out the music and, I made it sound like it was new. I'm telling you that secret now because for my mock, I'm doing this Moon Martin mock, which I originally did back in August 20th of 2010. So this mock is 11 years old, and I might throw a second mock in to kind of fill the hour up because, you know, this is just how life is in August for me, the mockster. But I think we need to kick off the mock with Moon Martin's most famously penned song. It was made a hit by somebody else. So let's start the mock with of the Moon Martin penned Bad Case of Loving You, originally put out in 1978 by Moon Martin. Robert did it in 79.